to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Why are you so short?
I got to fix my seat.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on, ready?
Go ahead, standing by.
Oh, why doesn't this come up?
I don't know. Get nasty with it. Get dirty with it. She's not going to feel it right now. That's why you have the power chair there, Bonnie.
Does the chair like...
Oh, come on. Okay.
There he goes. Benny will fix my chair. He's already adjusted my cans. Now he's going to fix my seat. Uh-oh. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a fabulous show for you today. I hope you have had a great fourth. I mean, I learned a couple of new terms, and I'm going to share them with everyone today. We've got a fabulous show kicking off the hour, talking about serendipity, what it means, what it is, what it's not, and opening up a brand new conversation about that. And I'm going to be joined by two fabulous women, Bonnie Barnard and Cherie Bird. And so we're here. Benny's now, we're playing musical chairs because I was correct. The chair did not work. Hold on, everyone. We're playing musical chairs. Bonnie, say hi. Cherie, say hi.
Hello.
And hello from Cherie.
There we go. I've got old school. This is my old chair, and I love this chair.
Excellent.
Yeah, if the chair fits, wear it.
Absolutely.
So welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. We've got a great couple of hours planned for you today. Serendipity. Do we know what it means? Do we know what it is? Well, we're going to be sharing some stories with you. We're going to be talking about serendipity from two people that know quite a bit about it, and you'll hear a little bit more about them in a minute. So, Benny, how was your...
It's good. It was quiet. I liked it that way.
Okay.
My 4th of July was awesome. Lots of food. Just chilling.
It was quiet. Did you get to see the fireworks at all?
Yeah, saw it all on TV. Mm.
On TV?
Yeah. like I said, I didn't want to go hang, you know, with all the traffic this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of hung out at home.
Oh, there were so many people.
I know, that's
why. It was, like, so crowded. I don't think I've ever seen that many people.
It was just nice, because the last 6 years, I've been doing stuff with all the radio stations around here with the group and just all the different events. It's just nice to kind of like, you know what? Just going to chill at home. I'll have everybody else do the work.
With the TV.
Right. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. They had good music on there, too.
Yeah. The question was, or is...
What?
Were you alone?
No.
Yeah!
Oh, there. Now we're talking.
What?
Indoor fireworks.
Well, not really, but we had fun.
Did you?
Yes. Good. We enjoyed the night
together.
And
you did the barbecue thing, too.
Yeah, at my friend's house earlier. So we just, you know, had a little bit of brats, you know, little burgers.
What's your favorite barbecue?
Barbecue?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
Like what's being on the grill?
Yeah.
What's on grill? Man, I'm still a fan of brats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're good, aren't they?
Or a nice slow hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
With some like Lipton soup mix mixed up in there.
Lipton soup mix.
Mix it nice and soft.
Is
it kind of like
onion?
A meatloaf type thing. Oh, yeah. She's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's good because, you know, we're bringing on a fabulous nutritionist in a month or so, which is going to be absolutely great. But, you know, part of this is getting in the mood for it. Getting in the mood for it.
It's easy for me.
Well, yeah, and I talked to, you know, my best friend Linda on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's raining. You sent that Seattle weather. It was raining, I think, in Philadelphia and in New York and... yeah, they're not used to getting that on the 4th. So here we are. We've had it popped out today. Joining everyone, we've got, as I said before, a great show. We're going to be talking about a number of different things. But before we do, we're going to kick this off with our standard prosperity card. Never really standard. Always above average, don't you think?
Oh.
A little unusual.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Give it to Bonnie. She'll do it this time.
All right, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, I'll take
all right,
a
go, girlfriend.
Card. Do I take it and read it, or I take
yes.
it?
You have to
pass
you
it somewhere.
Take it.
No.
Well, you
pass
you,
it somewhere.
Okay.
Well, you certainly could. You read the other side first, and then you read the back.
Ooh.
And then,
I move ahead at an accelerated pace. If you are afraid that change will take a long time, Remember that the power of a positive thought is 10 times greater than the power of a negative thought. This will help you to overcome even a lifetime of negative thinking.
That's what it is. One more time now with feeling.
It's prosperity law number 59. I move ahead at an accelerated pace. If you are afraid that change will take a long time, remember that the power of positive thought is 10 times greater than the power of a negative thought.
I think that's so interesting.
Isn't that amazing?
Our culture really has this heavy weight on the negativity.
Heavy, girlfriend. Heavy. It is heavy. It's the cement boots.
It is. I mean, you can do 10 fabulous things and then one thing falls apart and you're down. You know, it's like the heaviness of that one negativity just is so weighty in this culture. It's like, I haven't achieved perfection yet.
So are you thinking it's not heavy in other cultures then?
I don't know.
You phrase that. It was
This is the culture that I'm familiar with. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because the Dalai Lama once a year does a conversation with a group of people, and that conversation always turns into a book. And he did a book on happiness. And what is fabulous and fascinating is that he said here in the United States, in our culture, that people believe that being happy is equated to being greedy.
Oh.
You know, and so what he says
is... Well, that really talks to where our focus is, don't you think?
Well, yeah, like there's a limitation on being happy. But he says that all the research shows to the contrary, that when people are happy, they're more generous of spirit. They give more to charity. They let cars, you know, come in front of them in the lane.
Yeah,
actually, they're an open energy when they're happy.
An open energy when they're happy. And yet we have been trained that there's something skeptical.
There's something fishy if you're too happy.
Exactly.
I mean, watching somebody walk down the street laughing and skipping, it's like we're wondering what drugs they're on.
That's what it is. What you been smoking? That's what it is. What you been smoking? Well, actually, people that have approached me about the show that I do, you know, they ask me about how come you're so upbeat. I mean, you know, what are you doing? Are you sipping a little of the sauce before you get on air, or what is it? Are you like that, you know, when you're not on radio? And, you know, I would say that I'm not like this, quote, when I'm not on radio, because I'm basically, and Benny and I, we went through the personality code with Travis Bradbury. And I am, it's so clear that I'm really an introvert. And so I'm not, I don't 24/7 sit there and talk. I'm not doing that. You know, I'm not like this little Dr. Pat head on the back of the car. You know what I mean? Those little heads on the back of the car. Yeah. And but I will say that I am pretty much an optimist.
I am too.
I am too. You know, when it comes to things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let me just introduce you to these fabulous women sitting here next to me. Cherie Bird is joining us today. And for a little bit about her, you'll have to go to the Kissing School, or actually kissingschool.com. But she is a cutting-edge psychotherapist and a healer. And she works with people all over the country to help people energize their body, their heart, and their spirit. She's been studying the field of energy for years, and 23 years in a private practice. She comes to the table talking about sacred sexuality, holistic psychotherapy, mind-body integration, and spiritual emergence. And we're going to be talking about what this has to do with serendipity. And she's incredible, been on the radio numerous times, and is the author of The Kissing School, which is her recent book. We'll talk more about that. Seven Lessons, Benny, on love, lips, and life force.
I already got them covered.
I know you do. You probably already
I probably add about 14 more.
I think you gave her a chapter for the book.
Oh!
Now we're talking
about
it.
I'll go sign that copy for you then.
You know, Bonnie Barnard has been helping people transform their lives for decades. She is an amazing individual, an ordained minister, and headquartered in Scottsdale, Arizona. Are you still in Scottsdale or did you move?
I moved to Phoenix.
You're in Phoenix. We got to update this bio. And actually, we do have to update the bio because the work that she's doing now not only helps people in her private practice, spiritual coaching practice, helps people step forth and live life full out. That's our theme tag on this show. We have talked about living life full out for 3.5 years that we've been on radio. And Bonnie and Cherie both help people with that. And she's also branching out now into the area of media where she continues to help people now take their word out into the world. And so much of our conversation today is going to be sharing our thoughts on serendipity, what it means, and how we've come to look at serendipity, and how we come to live with what we now call in serendipity in this lifetime. And so thank you. I welcome you both to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, Bonnie, you also started an organization called Spirited Women.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Many of you listeners remember me probably from doing the National Forgiveness Tour.
Exactly.
And I found my way down to Arizona where I fell in love with the heat. It's 115 there today, I will say. Fell in love with the heat, sold my house here in Seattle and moved. And when I got down there, there was a couple thoughts I had. And one is that I wanted to meet the absolutely most fabulous women that I could possibly meet in that area. And so in meditation, I said, okay, how do I do this? And the response came, put together an organization of absolutely fabulous women, and then you'll meet them. How easy is that?
Well, and you've hosted a number of events, which included an event with Rhonda Britton.
I sure did.
Yeah, and gathered women around that. And my producer, Tacey Trump, got hooked into meeting you all.
That's correct. And we had a ball.
Tacey's a hoot, isn't she?
Yeah, we had Ruth Berger down, who's been on your show, I believe. Medical intuitive Ruth Berger.
Yes.
And we've had a month. What we've done is we've had a guest every single month come and have lunch with us around the topic of what life has taught them.
Right.
And then in addition to that, we've done field trips. So we've gone down to Tucson to go visit an artist to see her studio and to look at how she put her life together. And so what I've come to believe and appreciate is that each one of us has this amazing life inside of us, and that one of the ways that it gets revealed is to be in the presence of other people doing their work.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that awesome? Ladies, let's take a break. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be weighing in on serendipity, opening up the phone lines. A lot going on here on the show. Right now, we have got an amazing show planned for you. Well, question that we want to ask you, have you ever wondered why you're at the right place at the right time? Have you ever wondered why you get that lottery ticket and you win? And then have you ever wondered why you do all that and it just doesn't show up for you? All right, we're going to be talking about all of that. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you searching for meaning in your relationship? Do you feel that your marriage could be stronger or more intimate? What really is a soulmate? And do you have one? These questions and more will be answered by Gary Zukav, renowned author of Seat of Your Soul, and his partner, Linda Francis, co-author with Gary of Heart of Your Soul and The Mind of the Soul. Gary and Linda will be here in Seattle on the weekend of August 11th to present their widely acclaimed seminar, Spiritual Partnerships for Couples. This intense seminar teaches you to create authentic power and develop partnerships for the purpose of spiritual growth. Learn how to create relationships of ever-increasing joy, co-creativity, and love. Again, Gary Zukav and Linda Francis will present Spiritual Partnership for Couples in Seattle at the Sheraton Seattle Hotel on the weekend of August 11th. To enroll, call Hay House at 1-800-654-5126. That's 800-654-5126. Or go to seatofthesoul.com.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com. In Monroe, Washington, at 206 East Main.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Hey, I'm joined today with two amazing individuals, Bonnie Barnard, who has been on the show before. Many of us do know her from the National Forgiveness Tour, but even more importantly, we know her from Lunch for Your Soul. And it was a lunch event that began with Bonnie.
That's correct.
Which started as a breakfast.
That's correct.
And so it is now passed hands to Linda Rapond, and then it passed hands from there to Michelle Copeland, now called Nourish Your Soul. And so Bonnie's joining the conversation today, and Cherie Bird, as I said before, is the founder of the Kissing School. And so we're going to take this first hour to chat about serendipity. Then in the second hour, we're going to invite you to call in. We've got an hour full of readings, answering your questions, coaching you in whatever way, and that's going to be part of our open mic. So you've got the three of us for a couple of hours here today. We're going to be giving away some really cool things as well. But serendipity, you know, the three of us got together and we started to talk about writing a book.
Yes.
Around this. And it led us on a journey to explore what serendipity is. Now, many people know the term, I think, from the movie that came out in 2001 with John Cusack, and I'll have to look up who the other person was. I think it was Kate Beckinsale, but I'm not sure. So anyway, serendipity, what are some other terms? What's your experience? But more importantly, how has serendipity led you to where you are today?
Serendipity to me is an interesting sort of very elusive kind of track that I seem to fall into every once in a while. And when I'm there, I know I'm nowhere else. It has a feeling of freedom to it, and it has a sense of grand openness. But it's not scary at all. It's like a really fine meditative state. But I can be walking around doing my regular life and fall into this energy. And when I do fall into it, I know that something is about to shift. Something is about to expand or open or trip in front of me and, you know, lay itself on my lap. You know, something's about to shift in some way. And it's a very powerfully peaceful zone that's very open. I think the state of serendipity for a lot of my practice in meditation and in movement and in energy work is sort of woven into whatever it is I do. If I'm willing to sort of suspend my need to know what's going on. And I think for me, with the Kissing School, I had been a therapist for many, many years with Kissing School and teaching people about how to work with their energy. And it feels to me that in intimacy, energy is a place where there's a language that needs to be cultivated. And that was the feeling I was having one day when I was writing up some proposals for Bastyr about human sexuality and teaching death and dying and these other classes that I had taught there before. And it occurred to me that I didn't really want to teach these students how to be doctors who could talk about sexuality. I needed to have a direct, more connected experience with what the actual experience of intimacy was. And I was sort of hemming and hawing with these proposals, and I kind of put it on the back burner. And then I was also, at the same time, dating somebody who was not particularly a good kisser, and it was really frustrating me because it's one of my favorite things to be doing. So,
you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think we even know how to have a conversation that says to somebody, you know,
this is
just not working for me.
It's true. And
talk about awkward moments.
Awkward moments. And it took me some time. It took me a couple of weeks to get to that conversation. But I knew that there was a line in the sand beyond which I could not go.
Okay.
And so I did. I said, you know, we can't really go any further unless you let me teach you how to really kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And there was kind of a stunned moment there. You know, he sort of glazed over for a moment. And then he said, does that mean we'll have to do lots of homework? I said, absolutely. But first we're going to have to start with energy.
Well, energy and kissing, you know, you don't always put it together in a conversation. But the bottom line is, I mean, kissing without energy just does not work.
It does not.
No,
work.
It doesn't.
For
work.
A lot
it
of people,
deliver.
It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't deliver the heart and the soul.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't deliver the emotion that you're trying to actually experience in that event.
I have got to ask you a question, Sheree.
Sure.
Because this is so important for our listeners. Because, and Bonnie, you'll get this too. One of the top questions people are struggling with right now in our conversations about serendipity, and I love this conversation because since the three of us got together, I have really been starting to look at people and things that are showing up.
Me too.
Uh-huh. I really have. But the question I'm going to ask you, you have given birth to the kissing school.
Right.
And beyond.
Right.
Okay. Now, most people thinking and listening to this show, perhaps, are saying to themselves, wow, that is so unique. And it's not the kind of thing that we would hear out in the world about, this is my job. So I don't want to say this because I don't know for you, but did you have any crust around starting something called the Kissing School?
Oh, my God. I had to be with it in dream states and meditation for weeks before I could even really say it.
That's,
out loud.
That was before my crust-busting class, which starts tonight. But, I mean, think about it. You know,
the inner academics were going wild. It was like, you've got all this education and you want to teach what?
Oh, I know. I know.
And then just yes, this really is what I want to do. You know, there was a part of me that was just very fragile and but it was very insistent. And when I started talking to people about it, they lit up in ways that people were not lighting up, mm-hmm. talking about energy and therapy and mm-hmm. things like this. So I knew it had a lot of moment. It had a moment.
It had a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had a moment. I'm sure it had several moments.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Benny, phone just rang.
That's right. We have open mic today, so the phone lines are open.
Well, see, we're getting some calls. I think we should get to that, and then, Bonnie, we're going to hit you up for serendipity.
Fabulous.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Yvonne from Monroe.
Hi, Yvonne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm enjoying the sun and working on my tan.
You are? I love that.
Pat, you had asked me to call you on that open mic show. Because I was returning to the islands to study with my Kumu.
Yes.
And so I'm returning the call.
And I want to talk to you about that because today what we're doing is we're talking about serendipity as well.
Yes.
And it's a fabulous conversation because here you are returning to the islands to study.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to ask you the question, and all of us are going to ask you the question. I'm going to pull some cards for you as well. But how did this come to be how did this show up for you?
Well, what happened is in April of 2006, I started going through a very rapid awakening. I was born awake, but I had no one to guide me. My grandfather died when I was 4, and he would have been the one to have perhaps instructed me of what I was experiencing. So much of my path, I was drawn more to being sensitive to the movement of the spirit. Because I had nobody else to talk to about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, I thought, you know, what I experienced was just, well, this is what they mean to be human. You know what I mean? Until I got older. And then I became closeted. until April of 2006. Then it came in like a boom.
How did it come in?
It started, I've always meditated since the 70s. And so it what happened was a family reunion came up. And through, it was a family I had never connected with very much at all. It was my father's side of the family. And we were considered what you would call the lost clan, my portion. They knew of us, but they never met us. So when I attended the family reunion in June, I had what I call intimations, which is intuition and knowledge simultaneously coming. There was a book prepared of our genealogy, and there was a spot of the oldest daughter. And I realized immediately that that oldest daughter that they had no knowledge or data about was my grandmother. And the way, why it was hidden, so to speak, is that my great-grandmother was sexually assaulted at the age of 12. And that is how my grandmother was conceived. So when all this was, I was just picking up so much stuff about my genealogy, I discovered also that, which was never known by the family, that my grandfather was a fully gifted shaman. And that my lineage is a long line of shamans.
So basically, you know, you, this family reunion popped up and opened up a lot of doors. Today, you know, we're part of our theme today is talking about serendipity.
And that's exactly, I would say, the experience was like the serendipity of like just things. I never believe that things just happen by coincidence. I've grown to realize that, no, things don't just happen. You know, I've always also, because of the way I am made, being sensitive to the spirit, I've always looked at things more deeply in terms of always allowing myself to experience things much more, allow myself to experience this so that I could become familiar with all its nuances of the experience.
Right.
And I do things innately, or, you know, like when I was first psychically attacked, I knew exactly what to do to protect myself. And so eventually what this led, you know, I spoke with mediums to help me confirm this information that I was getting. And it was confirmed. When my grandmother did not wish to speak about it, my great-grandmother jumped right through in and explained to me exactly what happened to her at 12.
Yeah. Well, this is all part of, and we were talking about being open. I mean, you know, the three of us are here today and we're looking at our lives. And, you know, and the theme today is to help people understand that things show up in our lives and we get to decide what we're going to do with it when we show up. So you're making a decision now based on a series of events. You're making a decision to go study.
And the thing, the way I came across is this Kuma is like I had been, what I call to the experience of crossing the abyss for the past 8 years. I had just come out of solitude and reflective period. And so it was like my first outing. And there was an incident that occurred with a Kumu from the Big Island. And that's how then I began my connection with the Kumu that I'm going to study with.
Yeah, just a big incident that happened, right?
Yeah, just out
of the blue, an incident that happened.
I totally did not expect it. I mean, you know what I mean? And
yeah, we know exactly what you mean.
It's that open space.
Right, women?
Yep.
We know what...
and it was... And then I got, again, intimations about a Kumu. And I could sense... I would be getting, you know, names, you know, like Pa'au or something. And so then I found out that there's a little town in the Big Island. Then I found that there was a group of Kumus.
Yeah, just happened to be there.
And it just kind of, you know what I mean? It just kind of became much more specific, you know, specific. I had a sense that the Kumu's name had A in it, two A's or something. A lot of A's in his name.
That's Hawaiian.
Very Asian looking, that type of a thing. And so I finally, you know, I was registering to take a class, workshop in the Big Island. And I was going, and they give the list of these Kumus. And I saw this Kumu. His name was, you know, Kumu Elva. And and his last name ended with A.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a short break, yeah. And when we come back, I'm going to share the cards that I've been pulling as you've been talking. And then Bonnie and Cherie also will chime in. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll share a little bit about what we I'll share the cards that I've pulled for you, and we'll talk more with you about how serendipity has opened the doors for you, but more importantly, you did the legwork, and I don't want to blow past that. Let's take a short break. When we come back with the Dr. Pat Show, my special guest today,
Cherie Bird, Reverend Bonnie Barnard.
We'll be right back.
Come explore for yourself the universe and beyond at the Hologenic Breath Workshop Saturday, August 4th, with Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Hologenic Breath combines breathwork and music from all over the world that can allow you to release blocks on all levels of your being. It can renew your mind, body, and spirit. Visit QuantumHealing.us or call 425-455-4207.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The Enlightenment Card has and is established with over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further personal growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or if you've used points to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference in the world. Join the community at enlightenmentcard.com.
This is your peak living tip of the day. Listen up. If you work on a computer more than 1 hour a day, research shows that poor posture and shallow breathing can cause the stress response leading to physical and emotional compromise. Every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. Visit CrownHillChiropractic.com or DrScottLynch.com. Your peak living tip of the day has been brought to you by Crown Hill Chiropractic in North Seattle and Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center in Duval.
What's baffling the medical community? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
Click the show's page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I need somebody uplifting to take me away, babe. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Serendipity is our theme for today. You're going to have the pleasure of being with all three of us as we co-host this show, Cherie Bird and Reverend Bonnie Barnard, who is joining us today. We've got our caller still on the line. Benny, why don't you, I want to thank you, Yvonne, for joining us today and for sharing your story, because you and I talked earlier, and so I've pulled a couple of cards for you, and we want to give you some feedback. Are you open for that?
Definitely open.
Well, I'll tell you, the first cards that I pulled out of the gate, the first one was the card, I Fuel My Dreams with Faith.
And exactly.
And that's really going to be important for a lot of reasons because, you know, right now you're in the talking stage of things where it's exciting, you're getting ready to go, and then you're going to get there. And so the consistency of faith is what's going to be important. It is the fuel that drives the dream.
Right.
Okay. And so sometimes when we're in that, you know, incubation stage and we're getting ready to go, we're all excited. It's the excitement and the commitment that we need to keep, you know, when we're in the throes of actually the doing of things.
Right. Right.
Right? I mean, Cherie, you know what that's like. It's one thing to talk about the kissing school. It's another thing then to step up and do it. And you, Bonnie, as well. It's one thing to talk about the National Forgiveness Tour. And then it's another thing to, like, get in the car and then do it.
That's correct.
So that's the first card. But what's funny is I've pulled a couple of other cards, and they have a theme. Actually, two of them are absolutely the same. And, you know, from two different decks.
Right.
Both of them are about receptivity, about receiving. They're both cards, you know, pull them one right after the other from two different decks, are about letting yourself receive. It's about being receptive. And that means that you have to do this in order for you to increase your intuitive energy. Okay?
Okay.
And at the same time, you're a very powerful woman. You're pretty independent. And this is time for you to let other people help you.
That's the thing I do struggle with.
Yeah.
Because I've had to depend upon myself.
Right.
And sometimes I don't know, you know what I mean, if I am really listening, you know, in terms of the guidance of the spirit of when do I take initiative or when do I sit there with my hands open?
Right.
You know, that for me is the struggle of the harmony, the balance.
Right.
The polarity that I struggle with.
Well, and part of this also is, you know, I pulled a couple of archetypes. I think Bonnie's even pulled one. And one of the archetypes is the mother. And, you know, the mother is about patience and nurturing, but there's a downside to being a mother.
Right.
You know, there's
right.
some mothers that can actually smother the child emotionally and psychically.
Right.
And the child we're talking about is your next phase of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie, you have anything to add?
What I would add is that the receptivity and the mother are all feminine cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I find that interesting. There's a theme there.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Cherie?
Well, one of the things that hit me is that there is sort of a mutuality that people are coming to, a blending that people are coming to, and that sense of, you know, being independent and being your own guided self and receiving at the same time. We tend to separate those, and I think it's time for us to blend those because there is a state of openness and receiving and being available to what comes to us even as we're dancing the dance of the razor's edge or the new path or whatever it is that we're moving into. So I think that's a bridge that we need to...
Yeah.
I think that's a misunderstanding, too, that people have in walking the path. It's that, you know, we're not... You know, they either have to obliterate the dark and keep the light. You know what I mean?
Or, yeah, I do.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And I have found, though, that no, that's not what we're about. What we are about is to hold that tension within us and find the balance and harmony that was given to us.
Yeah, actually, for me, my greatest ideas, what I can say, crust busting is a perfect example of that, have come from the darkest times in my life.
Right, exactly.
It's when you're the hungriest.
Yeah, hungry is a good word. Two other cards I'd like to share with you and just say just a couple things to keep. Just keep an eye on this. A couple of archetypes I pulled had to do with two of them kind of work together, the fool and the gossip archetype. And so, you know, both of these have very positive attributes. For example, you know, the fool is about fearlessly emoting, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Helping people laugh, just getting everything all juicy emotionally. The downside of that is, you know, when you use humor to hide a wound and sarcasm. And so, you know, you have to make sure that you're in truth about your emotional self.
That's true. I've used earlier, like especially when I was much younger, I'm one of the people that shoot straight from the hip, so I had to learn to develop tact.
Right. So this next phase of what you're doing is, you know, sister, it's time to get really clear and honest with yourself and stand up and be who you are.
Thank you.
That's the deal. That's like the cut to the chase, the bottom line with the story, right? It is about you taking action. And when you're going over there, you know, sometimes when we study with kumus or when we study with shamans or when we study with other people that we think are at a different level than we are, we forget our own talents and gifts.
The one thing is very unique about my relationship with this kumu is that he will not accept monetary from me, that I'm really not a student, that all he's doing for me is to help me remember that which I have forgotten.
Exactly.
That's the best that any teacher gives us.
That's it.
So he doesn't, there isn't this kind of up thing, you know what I mean?
I know. I'm just pointing a little thing out to you because it's funny. I got three other cards here that kind of talk to that. The Fool, the Messiah, and the Gossip. And so, you know, the Messiah is about serving humanity. And that's what you're going over there to plug into. Mm-hmm. You're going over to a greater cause, right?
Right.
And the caution with the Messiah is to be really careful, whether it's you or someone else, that they are it, that they are the only means through which a cause can succeed. And so these are just cards to say, this is, just be mindful of these, awaken all the feelings, and all of these are about feelings. I mean, it's really interesting that, you know, these three archetype cards, including the mother, this is about feelings, about love. And yet at the flip side of that, the other cards that I pull are about receiving. The last card that I looked at, which at the one level doesn't make any sense, but now it does. I mean, it's a card that has to do with environmental awareness. And I think the sense that it makes is that you're going to one of the most powerful places, in my opinion. Yes. Right, Bonnie?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we know where you're going. One of the most powerful places on the planet. And so I believe that tapping into the land is going to help you significantly.
Oh, yes. When I'm here, one of the things I do, like when I'm kind of getting a little frail around the edges, so to speak, and not being able to focus, even if it's in the dead of winter, I will go outside barefooted.
Yes, you do. I bet you do.
And I just immediately connect with the center, and then my crown chakra will just be wide open.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for checking in with us. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with my two special guests today. We're going to pick up and talk about serendipity again and talk about what it means to step into it, to know it, that it's showing up, and to make sure that everything in your life is turning out the way you want it. And don't forget, Yvonne, as you step out there, say aloha for me to Madam Pelly.
Always. She is one of my guides with me.
Absolutely. We'll take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you seeking deeper purpose and meaning? Then don't miss the insights, inspiration, and life-changing perspective of Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis from the Center for Spiritual Living. In her monthly show, Building a Better Life, Building a Better World, the last Tuesday of every month on the Dr. Pat Show, with practical spiritual principles and insights from the world's greatest spiritual traditions, visit spiritualliving.org for more information. When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after cancer. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join the next retreat with Dr. Jean Achterberg at Kokolulu's Cancer Aftercare Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, July 15th through the 27th. Space is limited, so call now 1-808-889-9893 or visit cancer-retreats.org.
Aloha.
Health tip of the day brought to you by Essentia Water. How much Essentia Water should you drink on a daily basis? The rule of thumb is to drink half your body weight in ounces daily. If you weigh 100 pounds, drink 50 ounces or 1.5 liters daily. Your level of activity, environment, diet, and stress levels should be taken into consideration, as all of these determine your water intake requirement. Increase your intake of Essentia Water if you've increased your physical activity, are exposed to increased temperatures, or experiencing any physical stress, such as colds or infections. If you're feeling thirsty, you're already dehydrated. Don't wait. Start a healthy water drinking program now. Your body needs it. This health tip of the day is brought to you by Essentia Water, the ultimate drinking water for your body. Essentia Water. Ask for it.
The Empowerment Partnership. Empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at genesistoday.com. That's genesistoday.com.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about serendipity today. My special guest, Cherie Bird of the Kissing School and Reverend Bonnie Barnard, the National Forgiveness Tour, and Wild. Is it Wild Women or Spirited Women? It was going to be Wild Women. That stuck in my head.
But you know why it changed?
Could it be Wild Spirited Women?
No, it changed, Pat, because there was already a group down in Phoenix, Arizona named Wild Women.
Okay, but Spirited Women's kind of cool, too. I love it.
Spirited Women's fabulous.
So what did you think about that story and serendipity? I mean, I think this is a conversation where we get serendipity and synchronicity confused. And so, you know, we talked with you a little bit, Cherie, about, you know, how you started and how you got geared up. And Bonnie, how about you? How does serendipity or how has it played into your life?
Well, I like that you pulled up the dictionary definitions and that the definition of serendipity is really about thinking you're going in one direction and then having what appears to be an accident come about.
Serendipity is the effect by which one accidentally discovers something fortunate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, coming across, having a family reunion that opens up the door for you to be studying in Hawaii. You know, it's something fortunate that
comes up. That's right. You know, it's interesting because Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith, who's on The Secret, and who is and has been one of my teachers for a long time, he talks about the push and the pull of a vision. And he says if you're not pulled by your vision, you're usually pushed. And there's a different energy from being pushed than there is from being pulled.
Tell me about it, sister.
Yeah, once got a lot of resistance in there.
Preach on. Tell me about it.
Let's make it hard as we can. Let's go strong leg.
So what's so interesting about what Cherie said about serendipity to me is that she talked about when she's in an open state, it like happens. And so when she was saying that, what I was questioning is serendipity always present, but we're closed to it?
Mm-hmm. I think that's our issues with control.
But do you think that's true? Do you think it's always present?
I think it absolutely is. I think it absolutely is.
Say more about that.
I think there's a deeper...
That's that C word.
There's a deeper current than what our minds will allow us to ride. And that deeper current is that resting, open experience, no matter what moment we're in. And our jump to the mind, our jump to the head, out of our bodies, out of our hearts, into our heads to try and line something up to make something happen is where we live too small. And we live without magic. And it's that opening back up, catching ourselves in that moment of controlling and needing something to be a particular way. And simply, you know, just taking a deep breath and just opening to something larger with that intent. I think that's the faith card you were pulling there.
Yeah, I fuel my dreams with faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is kind of interesting to talk about it. When I think about serendipity, I think about, you know, that phone number that I dialed that got me into Voice America. That's what I consider serendipity. But then the chain of events that happened to open up a broader radio presence for me, I think I would put that into synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure.
And I want to ask you all for an example. For example, here I was, you know, now on Voice America, 1 hour a week hosting my own show. That was the first show that I've hosted, that I was hosting on radio. But then there was a series of events that happened. For example, just so happens that the 11 o'clock spot had come open on KKNW. Just so happened that same spot was available in Tampa. Just so happened that out of the blue, the 11 o'clock spot in San Francisco. I mean, so there's a series of events that point to how we've expanded. Not that we haven't held the intention or looked for it, but they just so happened. So there's been always this confusion, Bonnie, as you pointed out, between serendipity or synchronicity, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, I confuse the two words a lot, but I think that's the way my mind thinks. So I wouldn't necessarily believe that everyone has that confusion. But you know, what I appreciate is the idea that there's a larger something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I loved what you said, Cherie, about when we try to make something happen, we make it small.
Yes.
So there's something larger going on, and when we can lean into that, we can allow ourselves to then bring ourselves into action. So the deal is that it's not the action that's bad. It's what I've come to appreciate is the power, not of the either or, but of the both and.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we open and then we take the action.
Uh-huh.
So it's not sit in a small space and try to force something to be. It's to allow the universe to guide us, to give you a phone number, but you have to dial.
Oh, right, right.
The phone number in order to get to the message.
Right, exactly. And, you know, you could have the idea of the National Forgiveness Tour, but you have to actually get in the car and do the tour.
That's correct.
Right? You could think about the kissing school and write about the kissing school, but at some point you had to get in the game and actually teach people something.
And I think the way the book came about is a piece of that synchronicity differentiation, because the class had been filmed by, I believe it was Channel 5, King TV, and it was due to be shown at a particular week in November that year. And all of a sudden, just before that came up, there was a shift and it was like, oh, we can't play it then. We'll have to reschedule it for the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And I thought, who the hell is home on Tuesday evening before Thanksgiving? Everyone's at the market. And I thought, well, okay, I guess it's resting in the hands of the universe. Well, the person who was home was the acquisitions editor for my publishing company, for the publishing company that came and asked me to write the book.
Wow.
Oh, fabulous.
He was the person who was home.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Well, it only takes one yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really does. But we spend so much time on all the no's that we receive in life.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to what you've talked about originally.
Right.
About, you know, the original card about where we put our attention, the one you pulled,
yes.
Bonnie, about where we put our attention. Are we going to put our attention on the positive thoughts, or are we going to put our attention on the negative thoughts? And sometimes we put so much attention on what I call the no's in life, which are the rejections, which are the no's we say to ourselves, like, no, you can't have that. No, you don't have what it takes to be a radio host. No, how dare you think that you can be a reverend? No. Oh, how dare you think that anybody wants to learn how to kiss? I mean, all of these get piled up somewhere. We know what I call the pile. Mm-hmm. It's a big old pile of crust. But the bottom line is, if we stay there, none of us would take any action at all.
Truly.
Well, you know, there are two great New Thought metaphysicians who've since passed. One is Ernest Holmes, who founded Science of Mind, Religious Science, and the other is Fillmore.
Oh.
Charles Fillmore,
yeah.
Who founded Unity. And Ernest Holmes said, be for something and against nothing. And that is a saying that I have allowed myself to live in my body for quite some time now. And then several years ago, I read a piece by Charles Fillmore, and he said, and this was from his journal, he said, from this day forward, I'm going to refuse to fight myself any longer. And what I've come to appreciate is that all of the rejection is inner rejection of ourself.
Mm.
All of the struggle is the struggle that we have from within us. And so what I've really come to appreciate is the idea that from this day forward, I am no longer going to fight myself.
Mm-hmm.
From this day forward, I will be my own advocate. From this day forward, I'm going to look at what I'm for, which is the message of The Secret. I'm going to look at what I'm for and not put my energy on what I'm against.
Mm. Well, you know, let's give out your websites. You, both Cherie and Bonnie will be continuing into the second hour into our open mic. But let's give out your website so folks can know how to find you.
I have two websites. One is for the Kissing School and the classes that I teach, and that's kissingschool.com. And my therapy practice is at lotusholistictherapies.com.
And I have two websites, worshiponline.org for my ministry, and wearespiritedwomen.org for spirited women.
All right, and we'll give this information out again. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to kick it up. A little open mic on the Dr. Pat Show, pulling cards, getting some help and advice from Reverend Bonnie Barnard and Cherie Bird. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned.